Hi, this is Martin Atkins from Pigface, and you're listening to WRCT 88.3 FM.
WRCT Pittsburgh, the last bastion of pulchritude.
know you're gonna shut them down. I took my Cobra down to the track, hitched to the back of my Cadillac. Everyone was there just a-waiting for me. There were plenty of Stingrays and XKs. Don't you know you're gonna shut them down? When the flag went down, you could hear a bird burn. The Stingray had me going into the turn. I hung a big ship and I got into high. And when I flew by the Stingray, I waved bye-bye. Cobra, don't you know you're gonna shut them down? Around the far turn in the straightaway, I was blowing off everything that got in my way. The Stingrays and Jags were so far behind, I took my Cobra out of gear and let it coast to the line. You know you're gonna shut them down. Shut them down. Shut them down. Shut them down.
king of the surfers. Build it right. We're gonna dance on the beach. Gonna dance all night. Dance and sing. I'm Brad Keselowski, driver of the number 2 discount tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
WRCT Pittsburgh, music for your inner robot.
More fun than a barrel. The last thing I remember, Doc, I started to swerve. And then I saw the Jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
You won't come back from the
Yeah. Did you know that Lyme disease is the most prevalent tick-borne illness, with about 220,000 new cases occurring each year? Believe it or not, you can test negative for Lyme and still be infected. Many victims of Lyme report never seeing a bullseye rash, and it can be very difficult to diagnose because it mimics other illnesses, such as multiple sclerosis, ALS, and Alzheimer's. To learn more, go to www.LymeDiseaseAssociation.org.
WRCT
Pittsburgh 88.3.